It's Christmas Eve in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world. And here from the stage of the historic Old Ryman is the 1107th consecutive performance of radio's oldest living broadcast, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight featuring Hank Snow.
Every day I listen to the surging tide, and I always wonder why the sea's so wide. Miles of salty water, endless skies above, stretch out far between me and the one I love. Rock and rolling ocean, pulling your ride at home. Bring my sweetheart back to me, bring my down beside the sea, calling to the wind to blow her back to me. Now my arms are empty since she sailed away, only stars to hear me when I kneel and pray. Rock and rolling ocean, with your ride home, bring my sweetheart back to me, bring my darling home. Sand make a wide, wide ocean in a lonely land. When a new ship anchors and she don't appear, I make the ocean wider with another tear. Rock and rolling ocean, with your ride at home, bring my sweetheart back to me, bring my darling home.
Our star, Hank Snow, and one of his great records has been climbing up in the popularity charts. Well, rock and rolling ocean. We sure like that, Hank. Merry Christmas, Hank, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, Merry Christmas yourself, Grant.
Well, seeing how this is Christmas Eve, we got just the most of wonderful talent all set to wish everybody the best of season's greetings, like Cousin Minnie Pearl, Brother Archie Campbell, a special song by the Jordanaires, Christmas music by Chet Atkins, String Bean and his banjo, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Cloggers, and two wonderful Christmas numbers by Hank's very special guest and our good friend, George Morgan.
George will be out here to sing a special Christmas song in just a minute, friends. But right now, let's all hear from one of Santa's little helpers, Archie Campbell.
How are you, Hank?
Little helper.
I want you to look at all the homeless people here tonight.
I see them.
You going to have a Merry Christmas?
Hope.
I hope I do, too. We're going to have a... Everybody at my house is getting something electrical, something runs by electricity.
Such as what?
Well, my wife's getting an electric washing machine.
Good.
My sister's getting an electric iron.
Mm-hmm.
My little boy's getting an electric train.
Yeah.
My uncle's getting the electric chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Christmas is the time of the year for kids, and kids are at home at my house, you know.
Yeah.
And Raising Cain, I was talking to my wife the other day. She said to me, she says, honey, she calls me honey, and calls me a lot of other things, too.
Let's not go into that right now.
She says, honey, said, these kids are driving me nuts home for Christmas, you know, and said, I can't keep them from sliding down the banisters.
Yeah.
And I told her, I says, well, put some barbed wire on the banisters. We did, and... Of course, it didn't stop them, but it slowed them down.
I bet
some.
It did.
You know, I'm a sort of a feller, though I have a little trouble getting along with my wife. I always kind of lean toward Marilyn Monroe. I think she's an awful good-looking woman.
I do, too.
For the shape she's in.
Yeah.
And I was telling my wife what a good-looking woman I thought Marilyn Monroe was. She said to me, she said, Well, what on earth has Marilyn Monroe got that I ain't got? I told her, I said, well, nothing, I reckon, except you've had it too long. And then I got up. And she says to me, she said, now you
come
take
the
that...
table.
She said, you take that pretty hair away from Marilyn Monroe, and what do you got? I said, my grannies, you've got the sexiest blonde in the United States. That's what, sexiest bald-headed blonde. Well, mark that off, will you?
Yeah.
Hey, don't pay attention to me, though. I just do a lot of talking. Actually, I'm a good husband, really. I'll tell you the truth. I've been in love with the same girl for 20 years now.
That's a record.
And if my wife ever finds it out, she'll kill me.
That's a record, too. A broken one.
You know, they all time talking about Marilyn Monroe having such pretty lips. And she does have pretty lips, but I've been told, Hank, by people who should know that I have pretty lips myself. Look at it.
Yeah.
I think I have as pretty lips as pretty lips as Marilyn Monroe, actually. I'll put my lips up against hers anytime.
I'll bet you would too.
Sure will. Me and my wife, we had an agreement when we got married. We decided that I would make all the big decisions,
mm-hmm.
and she would make all the little decisions.
How'd it work out?
Worked out fine. So far, there hadn't been any big decisions come up, but it's worked out fine. We had a little trouble with Christmas this year, though. We couldn't agree on what to get. She wanted a fur coat, and I wanted a new car. So we finally compromised.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a new coat, and we're going to hang it in the garage.
Oh.
Merry Christmas!
Thank you so very much, Archie. And now, friends and neighbors, just like we promised you, here's our good friend and special guest, George Morgan. Howdy. George, Merry Christmas and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Hank. Merry Christmas to you and to all our friends.
George, I don't know how you could express it better than with one of the traditional Christmas songs. So without any more to say, here's our guest, George Morgan, singing as only he can, O Little Town of Bethlehem. George?
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above, while mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondrous love. Morning stars together proclaim the holy light, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men.
Thank you. Well, Grant, this is the night the merry old gentleman in the red suit comes down the chimney with his big, fat bundle of goodies.
Yes, Hank, and I've got a word of advice for him if he still needs a last-minute present for any of his smoking friends.
You mean that bright red gift?
Yes, I do, Hank. Yes, I do. There's still time to get those bright red gift tins of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. And it's a gift that's bound to please because the mild and mellow flavor of good P.A., is exactly what every smoker is looking for.
And that's true for pipe smokers and making men.
Yes, Hank, Prince Albert is crimp cut to pack right and burn steady and even without bite or hot spots.
The proof is in the puffin, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
Prince Albert, good at Christmas time and the whole year round. And that's one reason why PA is America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now, here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle playing for all the Stony Mountain Cloggers as they step high, wide, and handsome to the tune of Tom and Jerry.
Ladies to the left and gents to the right, dance like a dance on Saturday night. Everybody dancing, and on you go, still kicking in the boots and picking out those. Swing them and swing them right, swing them children Saturday night. Lady on the inside, gents on the out, all hands up and dance about. Everybody dancing, and on you go, still kicking in the boots and picking out those.
Tommy, dancers, thank you very much. Which brings us down to the spot where I introduce one of the finest singing groups I know of, our own Jordanaires, with one of their great Christmas numbers, Silver Bells. Fellas?
Just wonderful, Jordan. There, wonderful. That's going to be a hard number to follow, but I think we got just the man who can do it. The opera's very own king of the guitar players, Chet Atkins, and another traditional Christmas number, Jolly Old St. Nicholas. Chet?
thank you very much, Chet. Thank you very, very much. And now, Grant?
Yes, Hank.
Is she ready?
Yes, ready and waiting, Hank.
Then here she is, friends. The Opry's own gal under the mistletoe, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
I couldn't hear you. Woo! Well, sir, I'll tell you right now, I want to wish everybody a merry, merry, merry Christmas. Oh, I love this season of the year. This here's the season where you love your feller men. And that's what I do. I love the fellers and I love the men. I do. And speaking of men, Well, for goodness sake, why in the world would you step up when I said the word men?
Police!
Well, of all people in the world, Archie.
I just came by here to say something nice to you on this happy occasion, and you have to embarrass me and hurt my feelings.
What is it, lover boy?
I saw Uncle Nabob out on the street a while ago.
Was he, all right?
Well, yeah, I think he'll make it.
Well, good.
He had a full head of steam.
Well, it's a cold night. You have to, you know... Get where you're going.
Told me that he'd been down here to this photographic studio to pick up some pictures he'd had made of himself for a Christmas present for Aunt Ambrose. You know, he's going to surprise her.
Well, it'll be a surprise. She's expecting a new coat.
Yeah.
Boy, I dread for him to go home with them pictures.
Yeah.
They ain't getting along too well anyway.
Oh, they've been fussing.
Ooh! She run him off from home the other night. Wouldn't let him stay under the same roof. And the next night he called up long about supper time. And he said in a real sweet voice, he said, "Honey, bunny, 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 this is your old name, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby talking."
Ain't that awful,
Lord? Said, "What's Papa's little baby girl fixing for supper?" And Aunt Ambrosie says, "Rat poison." He says, "Well, just fix for yourself, baby. I ain't coming home tonight." Now, Archie, now, I'm real put out with you.
You are.
You ain't never used them nice Christmas handkerchiefs I give you last Christmas.
No, I ain't going to
you
either.
You never have used them.
I will.
Paid a lot for them.
I know it, but I
paid $2 a piece for them handkerchiefs.
I know it. That's just too much money to blow in.
Oh, hush. You are so stupid. You didn't even use them earmuffs. And I knitted them with my own little fingers.
I meant to explain that to you, Minnie. But
them was nice earmuffs. They was pretty color. They matched your face. They was gray.
I'm a man that appreciates a pair of earmuffs, but them earmuffs you knitted for me, Lord. Minnie, they're too big.
Too big?
Well, they're big enough for a jackass.
Well, that's what I thought when I knitted them. But I'll say one thing now. Let's be happy. It's Christmas and all our past arguments is over and we're all going to have a good time. Are you going to the party that we are all going to have after the show?
No, Minnie, I ain't a-going.
Archie, you don't say I ain't a-going.
Well, I ain't.
You say I am not going. It's I am not going. You are not going. He is not going. We are not going. They are not going.
Going to be a pretty stinking party, ain't it? Ain't going to be nobody there.
Well, sir, let's sing it, Archie. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye now. See you next week.
This is Hank Snow. You know, the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now, I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Yes, sir, Prince Albert sure is worth singing about. Like I sang, the proof is in the puffin. PA's mild and mellow flavor is the favorite with making men everywhere. So roll your next cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco. No Christmas time opera show, and certainly one that comes on Christmas Eve, would be complete without the greatest of all Christmas songs, especially with George Morgan here with us to sing it. So here he is, our friend and guest, to sing that ever beautiful, ever wonderful, Silent Night, Holy Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother.
Beautiful, George. Literally beautiful. And thanks so much for being here to sing it for us.
Thank you, Hank. And a Merry Christmas to everybody.
Now, here's another of our opera friends, String Bean and his banjo. And I Keep Forgetting to Forget You.
You said forget we'd ever met. The night you said that we was through. You took the ring and everything. Why didn't you take my broken heart too? I keep forgetting to forget you. Can't keep myself from getting blue. I can't forget you, my dear. Why thoughts of you won't disappear. I'm so long, broken-hearted. All I do is sit, cry, and cry. I can't forget you, my dear. No use for me to ever try. I keep forgetting to forget you. Can't keep myself from getting blue. I can't forget you, my dear. But thoughts of you won't disappear.
Hey! Thank you, String. And now, Hank, let's have that beautiful song of yours that's so wonderful for this time of year, Christmas Roses.
to you I'm sending. May that bring you Christmas joy, though we're apart. Christmas roses will say I love you. As the tender message echoes from my heart, though I can't be with you on this Christmas day, remember that I'll always love you. Though I'm far away, Christmas roses to you I'm sending. Christmas joy, though we're apart. Though I can't be with you on this Christmas day, remember that I'll always. Christmas roses to you I'm sending. May they bring you Christmas joy, though we're apart.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, friends. And now as we sing and swing down the curtain, may I, Hank Snow, speak for all of us here at the Grand Ole Opry and wish each and every one of you the very best and happiest of Christmases.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes. But when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel, a real cigarette. It sure makes sense because with Camels, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So, if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company.